Superdoc 1270. I'm Steve Boggan along with Jason Spies from the Crude Life. You can catch Crude Life Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. right here on Superdoc 1270. And joining us on the program, Clint Kling. We're going to talk a little bit of technology right now. Clint, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
For our listeners here in the Bismarck Mandan area, and give a little introduction to yourself.
Yeah, thanks. Welcome. This is mostly about VR technology. That's something I've been working in this space for about 3.5 years. Started off in mining. I had some oil and gas experience as well. And so it kind of rolled into developing better safety trainings for these industries, which were at high risk for individuals that were in these industries. And we wanted to enhance the safety training. New technologies available, like VR, essentially could make this possible. And so we were looking at why trainings weren't maybe as effective as they used to be, and some of it's due to the technology where this generation has in the workforce now has grown up without internet, or that they don't know what it's like without internet, essentially. And you got to catch their attention. And the other thing is, can we enhance the trainings as far as retention rates? And that was primarily my focus while at grad school.
Well, and there's two areas too. There's VR and AR. So there's the augmented reality, and we're talking about the virtual reality, which is a little different platform. So virtual reality has gotten into a lot of different spaces from a training and safety aspect. Walk us through a little bit of that.
Sure. Yeah, they are. It's useful too. It has some place in safety training as well. We've definitely been looking at that platform. The way VR works is it's a totally immersive experience. So once you put on a headset, you're in a world that's developed by a creator, essentially, and so you're not in the actual physical world per se. What you're visualizing a 3D model of a space that was created by a developer, essentially. Why this was useful for us is that when we looked at developing training materials, it's like, well, how can we enhance the effectiveness of training? One way would be to understand how retention gets into the brain, how it's stored, and then how do you use that information later on in the world. So VR was a good a case where you could actually create the scenario and create the training exactly the way you thought that the information should be presented. And so it's pretty consistent now across the board, like where everybody kind of gets the same training. So it's effective in a lot of ways, especially with the hands-on learners and the visual learners.
Clint Kling is our guest. VR Shepherd is the company. Virtual reality is what VR stands for. And for the audience out there, just to give you an idea where the world is going, Toyota just recently introduced virtual reality training onto their floor. Police departments, emergency services are implementing it into their cities and counties and states training. And in the past, especially in the oil and gas industry, a lot of emergency services, the word simulation was used a lot. What's the difference between simulation and virtual reality, Clint?
A lot of those older simulations were they're essentially presented on a 2D screen, which would be like a TV screen or a computer screen. The big difference with virtual reality is that you're actually in a 3D environment. So it's like if you were playing a video game on a 2D screen, just imagine yourself being transferred into the video game, and now you are the player. And so it brings in a really dynamic reality for the end user. And some of my research have shown that your brain necessarily doesn't know the difference between the virtual reality world and actual reality. So, you know, as developers and trainers, it's really important for that to be understood, that what you put in these systems that you're trying to train somebody, it's going to have a real impact and a lot more, I would say, get out of that training. A lot more retention is happening through that platform.
So what are some of the things you're seeing through the training process? Because people go, okay, well, there's different kinds of training all the time. But, you know, in some of my other space with augmented reality and virtual reality, and there's a lot of benefits, sometimes specifically in one area. Where's your focus? I mean, where are you guys really seeing a lot of dividends for the training aspect?
A big focus of mine was the like hazard identification process, which you know, when you go through like a normal safety training, you're gonna, you know, be presented with information about what's hazardous on a job site, essentially. We were looking at that, not necessarily trying to give everybody every single type of hazard out there, but we were looking at actually transforming behaviors to better prepare trainees to go out into the work site. So, you know, asking better questions and somewhat changing, you know, their behaviors and how they look for hazards, because that's going to keep them much safer at the end of the day. If we kind of teach them, you know, how to behave essentially when they're presented with a new environment, because the reality is that we can't present all the hazards that are going to exist. But, you know, if we can give you a better tool set to actually go out and identify these hazards, then that's, you know, that's the real benefit for us. That's what we saw.
Well, and a lot of the benefit is to, you know, getting people experience. I mean, you don't know what you don't know until you get out in the field or get in that work environment. And as situations present themselves, oh, okay, well, I've been through that. Now I'm good. That it's the experience side that really prepares and mitigates a lot of the safety issues with the virtual reality. We're talking to Klingler, and when we come back from the break, more with Jason Spies and myself on a Wattage Wednesday. I'm Steve Bach, along with Jason Spies, my co-host on Wednesday mornings. Don't forget, you can catch Jason with The Crude Life Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. right here on Super Talk 1270.
In a world of ever-changing energy, staying ahead is crucial. We are introducing Oil Man Magazine, your trusted source for leaders in American energy. At Oil Man Magazine, they deliver more than just everyday industry news. They provide a comprehensive overview of the oil and gas market, revealing the trends, technologies, and software applications shaping the future. Visit oilmanmagazine.com and empower yourself with the knowledge that drives change. Together, let's shape the future of the oil and gas industry. Oil Man Magazine and their companion magazines, Oil Woman Magazine and Energies Magazine, leading the way for the leaders in American energy. Oil Man Magazine, your compass in a rapidly evolving world.
SuperDoc 1270. I'm Steve Bakken along with Jason Spies. You can catch Jason on The Crude Life Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. on SuperTalk 1270. Jason, my co-host on a Wattage Wednesday, and we're talking with Klingler. And Jason, fascinating stuff. Have you ever played with virtual reality or augmented reality, in this case, virtual reality? You know, some of those platforms, Jason?
I have a little bit, and it's very limited to me, but it was enough to understand what was going on for the most part. It was actually, you know where I did it, Steve, was at Sky Zone in Fargo.
Oh, very cool.
And yeah, the owner of Sky Zone was getting into some of that virtual reality stuff about 5-6 years ago. And it was a very simplistic program where you put on, you know, the Oculus or whatever the new iPhone that just came out, or the eye goggles or whatever that came out, and you were on a skyscraper, and in real life he had you walk across a 2x6, and the 2x6 was laying on the ground, so you were literally like an inch off the ground or whatever, 2 inches off the ground. And you thought you were on this skyscraper, and everybody that went up there was just absolutely freaking out about it. Kids were freaking out. Adults were shrieking, you know, and all kinds of different things. So it's amazing how it can, you know, change your perception, but at the same time, it can become a learning tool. And Clint Kling from VR Shepherd's our guest. And how, just describe the, you know, maybe the oil and gas industry or the heavy industry, how somebody gets training from that. What are they looking at when they put on that goggles? You had a program you did with the South Dakota School of Mines, correct?
Yes, correct. So in that environment, we ended up designing an open pit mining scenario. So, you know, when you put on the goggles, you're basically transported from the classroom into the open pit environment, and everything's adjusted to scale. So everything looks like it should if you were on that site. So the equipment sizes, the high wall sizes, we had a conveyor crusher units, you know, all that is, you know, presented in a kind of a real life scale. So it's kind of interesting from like knowing your brain and it not knowing the difference. It thinks you're actually on a mine site now, where you were just, you know, a few seconds ago in a classroom. The transformations are pretty remarkable.
And by the way, that's how it was with the skyscraper. I mean, it was absolutely remarkable to see the people's reactions, to hear the people's reactions and hear their responses and reactions afterwards as well. And, you know, Steve, honestly, it's like the Matrix. If the mind believes, the mind's going to react. And that's one of the reasons why this is being such a useful tool now for emergency management and law enforcement and these, you know, areas that are extremely unsafe to human beings. And so anyway, I was just kind of curious on what are you hearing, Clint, from some of your customers? Are they accepting this? Is it too overwhelming to them? Are they saying, hey, we got to now try this in the hospital? What are you hearing from people that you're currently and have done things with?
Yeah. Well, the overall majority of people that have used this, I've trained hundreds of people in the actual industry, and they're really accepting of it. We had this notion of like, well, you know, the older generation, the guys that's been there 20, 30 years in that industry, you know, they're kind of reluctant to try something like this. But once they decide to go through it, they are some of the ones that stay in it the longest. So they're enjoying it the most, per se. And, you know, that's pretty cool because, you know, a lot of guys get complacent and they just want to kind of go through the emotions, check off the boxes, because this is kind of regulated heavily by the MSHAs and OSHAs agencies. And so when you can bring in something that's a new tool that's useful and it's high tech and they're accepting of it, then, you know, that's a real positive sign for us as VR developers. And the other thing is, like, you know, you got to know cyber sicknesses and what qualifies and when you're developing these things, because I'll tell you, once somebody gets a bad experience in a VR environment, it's like riding a roller coaster or something. Yeah, you won't do it again.
Well, it's like those Apple glasses that were those goggles that people were returning them. I think they were like $3,500 that people were returning them because they were getting motion sick. They weren't mm-hmm. prepared for them. So preparing for and kind of acclimating somebody into the training process is one key, but are you finding that generationally, because there's continuing training, continuing education from a safety aspect, that, you know, can you teach an old dog a new trick? Somebody that has to go through training classes, are you seeing any better outcomes from age specific, you know, Jason and I, we're old, but you know, if we're working in a field or out in the oil patch, we got to go through safety training. How easy is it for us to acclimate to this training methodology? Or are you seeing that it works better with younger people who've grown up with that video game mentality? What are you seeing out in the field?
There is a little bit of, let's say, a steeper learning curve for the you know, older generation, so to speak. The guys that maybe haven't necessarily been in the gaming world or whatever, they take a little bit more of what we call the onboarding process. But once that, you know, essentially happens, and you've got to make this stuff pretty simple, and you got to make it, you know, feel realistic and how, you know, they're moving in this environment that they're actually doing it. These are, you know, big key concepts for developers. So when you present this to industry, I'd say 99% of my people that I've trained haven't necessarily been in VR, maybe a few times here and there. And I'm convinced once they do it once, they get the kind of controllers figured out, you know, things will start progressing for them. That learning curve goes down and down. That's what I've seen. So there's a little pushback, I guess, from the older generation, but not a lot. And like I say, once they're in it and they enjoy it, they're the ones that want to do it again and keep doing it, because it is something remarkable as far as how you're able to be at one place and the next second you're somewhere totally different.
So I see we're running up against the clock here, but if somebody wants to get in touch with you, if somebody has some more questions, or if somebody maybe even wants to maybe see a demonstration or something, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, thanks, Jason. The best way is just to go to my website. It's www.shepherd.fit, F-I-T. And they can just find the information there. They can give me a call or send me an email, whatever works best for them.
Click Klingler, this has been talking the tech. No, I love talking the technology of stuff. And then you think about an industry like oil and gas or coal mining or mining in general that has been around forever. And then bringing in that new technology with it to me is absolutely the fascinating part. Clint, thanks for having us have a great conversation today.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Clint Klingler, this is Talk of the Town, along with Jason Spees with The Crude Life. You can catch Crude Life Sunday mornings, 10 a.m., right here on Super Talk 1270.
In a world of ever-changing energy, staying ahead is crucial. We are introducing Oil Man Magazine, your trusted source for leaders in American energy. At Oil Man Magazine, they deliver more than just everyday industry news. They provide a comprehensive overview of the oil and gas market, revealing the trends, technologies, and software applications shaping the future. Visit oilmanmagazine.com and empower yourself with the knowledge that drives change. Together, let's shape the future of the oil and gas industry. Oil Man Magazine and their companion magazines, Oil Woman Magazine and Energies Magazine, leading the way for the leaders in American energy. Oil Man Magazine, your compass in a rapidly evolving world.